No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this 14th day of April 2021. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. As of today, more than 20% of all Texans have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. 500,000 of those Texans got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. On Tuesday, Texas vaccination hubs announced they are stopping using the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, at least for now. This after reports of extremely rare but serious blood clots occurring in a very small number of people who've received this particular vaccine. State health officials say they don't know of any Texans who've had the same issues after having been administered the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. It's described as a cautionary move, not a recall. Meanwhile, the FDA and the CDC are set to begin an investigation into the reported blood clots. The impact, at least in the short term, seems related to vaccine supply, an especially important blow since that version of the shot is more easily transported and stored, making it preferable for mobile vaccine efforts. But there's another harder-to-quantify factor in the fight against COVID-19, what this news might mean for those who've been reluctant or on the fence when it comes to getting vaccinated. Bonnie Petrie reports on bioscience and medicine for our sister station in San Antonio, Texas Public Radio. She joins us now to tell us more. By the way, she's also host of the podcast Petrie Dish. Bonnie, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Well, thank you very much.
What's known about these six cases of blood clots that have been reported, apparently tied to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine? All these people are women between the ages of 18 and 48, right?
Right. And they don't know for sure that they're tied to the vaccine, but they do want to find out. So the fact that they are women, 18 to 48, is, of course, great interest to researchers. But as you mentioned, I want to stress that this is not just rare. It's exceedingly rare, with fewer than one in a million of the people who've gotten the J&J vaccine getting these clots. But one has died, right? And one is in critical condition. So most experts agree that a pause in administering the vaccine is appropriate. And one of the main reasons it's appropriate is these clots require different treatments from typical clots doctors might see. They might typically try to treat them with a blood thinner like heparin, which would make this situation worse. But there is treatment, so that's the good news, if the low platelets, the clotting is appropriately diagnosed. So that's why they spoke up yesterday about this, and they are issuing this pause because they want doctors to know about this so that if they see this in their offices or in the emergency rooms, they look for this issue so they can treat it appropriately.
So the CDC, the FDA, Texas Department of State Health Services have all requested vaccine providers stop using the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, even as they investigate a possible causal link between these clots. And we should underscore, none of these cases in Texas. Will vaccine distribution in Texas slow down because of this halt?
So that is a concern, but the president said yesterday the pause should not impact distribution nationwide. And in San Antonio, where I am, I talked to Dr. Ruth Bergren. She's an infectious diseases expert at UT Health San Antonio. And she says it won't really make a dent here because they always had a far larger supply of mRNA vaccines here, like Pfizer and Moderna, than the J&J. But where it will complicate things is in hard-to-reach populations, like people who will get their vaccines from, like, a mobile vaccine unit, like a bus or a van that comes to their area. J&J made that type of administration much easier because it doesn't require such cold storage, and it's one and done, as you mentioned. So that definitely complicates things.
I've seen a lot of commentary in the national media about whether or not the benefits of putting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine on hold are really offset by the dangers. For example, what about concerns that this could make more people vaccine hesitant?
Vaccine hesitancy is a concern in Texas, as it is everywhere. And so that is a big concern now with this announcement about the J&J vaccine, that people won't just be giving J&J the side eye. They will be, you know, worried about all the other vaccines. So, again, we want to stress this concern is one in a million people. But Dr. Bergren, that I mentioned just before that I talked to at UT Health San Antonio, she is aware that this may increase vaccine hesitancy. But she hopes that people will look at it a different way, that the FDA and the CDC are watching this so closely and they're not afraid to go public when they're concerned about something, even if it's one in a million, so they'll feel reassured by this development.
Yeah, see it as a strength in the system, not as a weakness. Bonnie Petrie is bioscience and medicine reporter for Texas Public Radio in San Antonio, and she's also host of the podcast Petri Dish. We'll link to more at texasstandard.org. Bonnie, thanks again.
Thank you.